Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls on the international community to ensure that Afghanistan's territory does not become a source of radicalization and terrorism, pitches for a united global response to bring about desired change in Afghanistan. A special court hearing matters related to narcotics, drugs and psychotropic substances will hear the bail petition of actor Shah Rukh Khan's son Aryan Khan and others today. The counter-insurgency operation in Poonch is underway for over 48 hours now. This operation coming after the deaths of five soldiers in an encounter in Poonch. A global first, Covaxin is recommended for children as young as 2 years old by an expert committee. The final approval will be given by the Drug Controller General of India. Communal overtones at Navratri celebrations in Madhya Pradesh, giving a divisive tint to what used to be a community festival. Two incidents in the state, one after another, have dampened the festive fervor. COVID cases at a new low, but crowds at Puja Pandal spark concern. At the Sribhumi Pandal in Kolkata, the laser light show is shut down to manage surging crowds. Five soldiers are killed in Jammu and Kashmir in the villages of Punjab. Families mourn. Three of them were farmers' sons. They laid down their lives for India. Our top story this morning, Prime Minister Modi has called on the international community to forge a united response to bring about desired changes to the situation in Afghanistan. He said Afghanistan's territory must not become a source of radicalization and terrorism regionally or globally. At the extraordinary summit of the G20 on Afghanistan, the Prime Minister also pressed for urgent and unhindered humanitarian assistance to Afghanistan's citizens. He also underlined the need to have an inclusive administration in that country. The other big story, a special court hearing matters related to the Narcotics, Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act or NDPS will hear the bail petition of actor Shah Rukh Khan's son Aryan Khan and others today. The case has come to the special court after a magistrate's court rejected their bail plea on the grounds that it didn't have jurisdiction on the matter. The Narcotics Control Bureau will give its reply to the special court today on the bail plea, and the plea itself will be heard this afternoon. Aryan Khan's lawyers argue that nothing was found on him and that he should be given bail. Sohit joining us with the latest on that. Sohit, what more do we know about what's expected today?
Well, around 11 a.m., what we can say is that the NCB is supposed to file its reply on the entire case, and after that, the bail application is supposed to be started around 2 or 2:45 p.m. That is what is being told as of now. The bail application of Aryan Khan will be heard today by the Mumbai Special Court with the seizure of the banned drugs on board cruise ships. As of now, what we can say is that 20 people have been arrested so far in the case, and he was arrested on October 3rd. So it has been around 10 days that Aryan Khan has been arrested. He is currently in the judicial custody and lodged at the Arthur Road prison in Mumbai. His lawyers approached the Special Court for bail on 8th October after magistrate court last week on ground. It did not have jurisdiction to the matter. So it would be important that what happens, because we know that Aryan Khan's lawyer has been saying that Aryan Khan is innocent and he has not committed any crime and that he has been falsely implicated in the entire case.